know the problem with Hollywood is. They make shit. Unbelievable, unremarkable shit. Now, I'm not some grungy wannabe filmmaker that's searching for existentialism through a haze of bong smoke or something. No, it's easy to pick apart bad acting, short-sighted directing, and a purely moronic stringing together of words that many of the studios term as prose. No, I'm talking about the lack of realism. Realism. Not a pervasive element in today's modern American cinematic vision. Take Dog Day Afternoon, for example. Arguably Pacino's best work, short of Scarface and Godfather Part One, of course. Masterpiece of directing, easily Lumet's best. The cinematography, the acting, the screenplay, all top-notch. But they didn't push the envelope. Now, what if in Dog Day, Sonny wanted to get away with it? Really wanted to get away with it? What if... Now, this is a tricky part. What if he started killing hostages right away? No mercy, no quarter. Meet our demands are the pretty blonde and the bell bottoms gets it in the back of the head. Bam, splat. What, still no bus? Come on. How many innocent victims splattered across the window would it take to have the city reverse its policy on hostage situations? And this is 1976. There's no CNN. There's no CNBC. There's no internet. Now, fast forward to today. Present time. Same situation. How quickly would the modern media make a frenzy over this? In a matter of hours, it would be the biggest story from Boston to Budapest. 10 hostages die. 20, 30. Relentless. Bam, bim. One after another. All caught in high def, computer enhanced, color corrected. You practically taste the brain matter. All for what? A bus? A plane? A couple of $1 million that's federally insured? I don't think so, but just a thought. I mean, it's not within the realm of conventional cinema, but what if?
Well, there's a problem with that movie.
Really?
It wouldn't work.
How come?
Audiences love happy endings.
Pacino escapes with the money. Boyfriend gets a sex change. Live happily ever after. No?
No.
Ah, homophobia.
Bad guy can't win. It's a morality tale. One way or the other, he's got to go down.
Hmm. Well, life is stranger than fiction sometimes. You know, guys, I gotta go. Got a jet. Thanks for the coffee.
Stan, time to go to work.
Coming? Move. I won't say it again.
Rescue team, let's go. Who's on the roof? All shooters, you are holding for command.
George, what are you doing?
I'm handling this. Look, don't fuck with this guy, man. You're gonna get these people killed.
Two teams on the roof above us. We've got a team over there. We've got a team on that.
Double this team up. Get a guy to grab the girl.
Don't talk. Just listen. Each of the 22 hostages has been wrapped with 20 pounds of C4 explosives. They've also been taped with 15 pounds of stainless steel ball bearings, which makes them the world's largest walking claymore mines.
They got the green light.
Hey, look, I got this guy on the phone over here, George.
Get the hell off the phone. I'm done playing with this asshole.
Go on.
Around their necks are radio frequency electronic dog collars.
Dog walks out of the yard, gets the shit chucked out. Same thing here.
This bank is their yard, so don't fuck with me.
Johnson, you and your partner, move up between those vehicles.
Hey, stand down!
Get back!
Stand down!
Get back!
Officer, stand down right now!
Get back! He's gonna shoot! He's gonna shoot!
How long are you going to be in this country?
1 week.
Are you here for business or pleasure?
Hopefully both.
What type of work do you do?
I'm a consultant. Excuse me? Could you be careful with that, please? That's expensive equipment.
Oh, it's only going to take a few minutes. Sit down, relax, and I'll be right back.
A few minutes, yeah.
Thank you. Better be important. Pull me out of session.
Wouldn't have asked you if it wasn't, Senator.
We just received the communication that Axel Torvalds was intercepted entering the continental U.S.
When was this?
In the last 2 hours. According to my source inside the FBI, he was nabbed going through customs at LAX.
You know he's working for us?
It's unlikely, sir. It was a routine check, and Torvald just freaked out. They just got lucky.
Ain't good. What do the feds know?
Nothing, as of yet. He's refusing to speak English, and the Finnish consulate has already contacted the State Department.
So we haven't been compromising?
I'm not sure. I'm working on that right now, sir.
You better get sure real quick, sir. If someone's cock's liable to wind up on the block on this one, I guarantee it won't be mine.
I understand, Senator.
There you go.
Ginger. Where's Gilligan?
Someone the NSA once listed as the most dangerous hacker in America. Sure don't look like much. Surprised? I know everything there is to know about you, Stan.
What are you selling again?
My employer wants to meet you.
Yeah.
Shit. You're not so good at this golf thing, are you, Stan?
You're fucking up my chi.
Let me have it. You got here, Stan. Been here 5 minutes and I already feel sorry for myself.
You're wasting your time.
I didn't even touch your computer. I go straight back to Leavenworth. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
If I knew you were coming, I might have cleaned up a little.
I'm not here to suck your dick, Stan. He'll pay you, just to meet you.
I gotta go to work.
Right. Great work, greasing pump jacks. So, spoke to Holly lately?
Stanley, why are you calling here, huh?
I just want to talk with Holly.
Saturday, she's at soccer practice. You know it's illegal for you to talk to her.
Don't do this, Mel. Hey, this, it's not good for Holly.
And how would you know what is or isn't good for my daughter? You've just spent the last 2 years in prison.
No.
Stop calling me that, Stanley.
Look, I just want to see my baby.
Well, she doesn't want to see you, Stanley. And I swear to fucking God, if you even try to contact her, I will have Larry's attorney throw you in a hole so dark and deep. It'll make Leavenworth seem like 2 weeks in Vegas, during which I will personally pay two ball-busting skinheads to make a playground out of your ass.
Well, you can take the girl out of the trailer park, but you
can't take the trailer park out of the girl.
I will not let myself be manipulated by you, Stanley. Larry's her father now.
Larry's a porn king of Southern California.
Larry is a film financier. What films he's involved in are a function of profitability and none of your business.
Get help, Stanley.
Get into a program, get a therapist, get a dog, but whatever you do, stay away from my child.
Your child? She's our child.
She will never be your child.
Forget Holly.
What are you still doing here? Look, I'm beginning to lose my sense of humor about all this.
Okay, then I'll cut to the chase. If you want a chance in hell at getting your daughter back, you better listen up. Unless, of course, you want to stay here in this loser existence, while your daughter grows up to be a fluffer in her new daddy's videos.
Give me the courtesy of not confusing your own childhood with my daughter's.
And look at your situation, Stanley. For the past, 20 months? Been in and out of court 6 times? Each time, your case was thrown out. Situation doesn't look good, sweetheart. How much money do you think it would cost to hire the best family lawyer in the country? Help you get your kid back.
A lot. Come here. Come here. Judas.
That should get you started. $100,000. What do you got to lose, Stan? He just wants to meet you. One time. You don't like the situation? Walk away.
And that's it.
That's it. And you keep the money.
Bestimmt. Bleiben Sie ruhig, ja?
What did he say?
Da hinten sitzt einer und übersetzt alles.
Look. Your client is wanted on 24 counts of electronic crimes in 7 different countries.
He has a Finnish passport, and Finland does not recognize these allegations as crimes. Your laws don't apply.
Do you see a Finnish flag hanging on the wall, IKEA boy?
Ja, leg mich doch am Arsch, du Bejahre.
What did he say?
He said IKEA is Swedish.
He understands English.
Joe, let me talk to him for a minute.
He's all yours. Fucked up now, I am what?
See, the thing is, they have you put the furniture together yourself.
Hey, my client has repeatedly reserved his right not to answer any questions.
Look, I'm just curious. Why would the number one hacker in the world risk life imprisonment by coming into the continental U.S.?
Ich kann auch Survivor nicht verpassen.
Okay, what did you say?
He said he never misses an episode of Survivor.
Did he really say that? You're funny. How much do you weigh?
How much do I weigh?
Yeah. We'll call you a woman. Eat a dick.
Idiot!
Wipe that smile off your face.
Thank you.
about a year ago, I was head of the largest cyber criminal task force in the world.
But I burned out. I snapped. I shot a suspect in the hand. Do you know how difficult it is to work a keyboard with one fucking hand?
You don't understand. Whatever you want to do to me, he will do worse. I'm already dead. The only way I have a chance is back in Europe. I have friends there.
Will you tell me what I want to know? I'll make sure you're on the first thing smoking. First class.
Courtesy of the U.S. government. Who is he?
I don't know his name.
You work for the guy. You don't know his name.
Nope.
Tell me something.
I'll tell you what I know. He exists in a world beyond your world. What we only fantasize, he does. He lives a life where nothing is beyond. But you know what? It's all a facade. For all his charm and charisma, his wealth, his expensive toys, he is a driven, unflinching, calculating machine. Takes what he wants, when he wants, and disappears.
So how do I find him?
You don't find him, he finds you. Here's how it works. His people pick me up, they take me to him, then he tells me what he wants me to do. I do the job right there. I get paid and I leave.
You know, that's a really nice story, but you haven't told me shit, have you?
Excuse me, sir. You have a call.
Take a message.
It's Assistant Director Joy. Said it's important.
I can only tell you what I've done for him so far.
Well, that's the start.
Thank you. You've just let my client go free. You denied his right to counsel, assault and battery.
Excuse me.
Jan, you ain't the dick.
What do you need, Alice, now?
It's good, thank you.
Yes, I got a call from A.D. Joy. This is Roberts.
Hold for just one moment, sir.
So I can see nichts mehr. Ja? Ich kriege sie hier raus und zurück nach Europa. Wie wird man sie bald aufmachen?
Roberts, you needed me. You didn't call me.
No, I didn't call you, Roberts. What do you want?
Let me buy you a suit,
Dan. I'm happy with what I'm wearing, thank you.
There's his list. Stanley?
Gabe.
Big Stan. Nice suit.
Thanks.
Now they say it's the clothes that make the man.
You buy it?
Hope not. Think?
Look, I flew 1,500 miles for this meeting. How about we get to the point?
No. Actually, you flew 1,500 miles for 100 grand. But that's not the point. Helga, meet Stanley.
Hello, is it Stanley?
Helga. Look, I don't have a lot of patience, Gabriel.
Well, maybe you can help me with something, Stanley. Take a look at this. What do you think?
You know I can't touch that.
Do you like tequila, Stanley?
This is bullshit.
Look, you want something from me, and I want something from you. DOD, D-Base, 128-bit encryption. What do you think? Impossible?
Well, nothing's impossible.
Good. So it can be done? You slide in a Trojan horse hiding a worm?
Something like that. Is this an interview?
Sort of. Marco, let's give him some incentive.
Hey.
Hey, what are you doing? Relax, Stanley. Now, I have been told that the best crackers in the world can do this in 60 minutes. Unfortunately, I need someone who can do it in 60 seconds.
You're kidding.
Afraid not. Go!
Get up, get up.
Get up!
55. Get on with it. What the hell is this?
Time's a-wasting, big guy.
Jesus.
45 seconds. Oh, she's good, isn't she?
More time, more time.
Come on, Stan. 19. 15. 10. 9. One.
Too bad. You gotta die.
No, 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 wait, wait!
I was just fucking with you, Stan.
Guy.
Get away from me.
I really want to help you, Stan.
You want to help me like you helped me in there?
That was a test, Dan.
A test.
And you passed.
I don't know why I let you talk me into this. I can't believe how desperate I am.
I thought you were saving your daughter, Stanley.
Look, I'd do anything to get Holly back, but if I end up in a box or back in jail, then I really can't help her, can I? So, what I'm going to do is take my money and go back to court.
Oh, yeah? Back to court? With your little $100,000? You throw $100 at Melissa, she'll throw $5 back at you. Think, Stanley!
What I'm thinking about is the fact you're willing to put a gun to my head just to see if I can hack into...
I can't turn my audience against Stevens.
Let me break it down to you, Stanley, one last time. You live in a trailer. You're a felon. You work a dead-end job. And you desperately want to get your daughter back. Gabriel is your only shot. Take it.
Look, I've got some concerns about our new friend.
Oh, well, don't be jealous.
I just don't see him dragging his sorry ass across the finishing line.
Stan! I thought we lost you.
Tell me what the deal is.
Well, the deal is that we're having a little gathering at the house, and why don't you come and I'll explain it to you there.
Come. Gentlemen, if it's not good news, I don't even want to hear it.
Actually, we have a small ray of hope in the vast darkness, which is your life, sir. Check this out.
When we grabbed Torvalds at the airport, these two guys were there.
Now,
Check this out.
Recognize those two same guys a few hours later. And then, guess who shows up?
Stanley Jobson.
Wired Magazine's 1996 Man of the Year. Pretty much a burnout now, but he was the hacker zeitgeist of the day.
Yeah, I know Jobson. I arrested him. Why are you in L.A., Stan?
His ex-wife lives out in Malibu with her 10-year-old daughter. The new husband owns Backdoor Films. It's a shady porn production house out in Chatsworth.
You know, they have pretty good production value, considering that, you know, they have to shoot on video.
Did you know he uses his wife in a couple of the videos?
No, I know. She's like an actress.
Yeah, that's great. Are you done? Who's the girl?
Oh, well, actually, sir, we don't know yet.
She's a serious piece of talent.
Man, she's way out of his league.
Find out who she is. I want to sit on the ex-wife's house.
You got it.
Sam, want to get wet?
Yeah, I don't have a suit.
You don't need one. Come on, Sam.
Later. Some view. Let's get a drink.
Cool, like, on.
So how did you do it?
Do what?
Break the code.
I used a logic bomb, dropped it through the trap door.
No, you didn't. You didn't have time. What do you have?
Scotch.
Come on. You can do better than that.
I used a password sniffer.
How did you do it?
Look, I don't know exactly. I just see the code in my head. I can't explain.
Let me show you something. Impressive, huh? So what we need from you, Stanley, is a worm. A Hydra, actually.
A multi-headed worm to sniff out digital footprints across an encrypted network.
What kind of cipher?
A Vernum encryption.
Vernum's key code is destroyed upon implementation, not to mention being a true 128-bit encryption.
Well, actually, we're talking a 512-bit.
That's definitely not possible.
What if I were to tell you I'd give you $10 million? That would pretty much cover all your problems, yes?
Unless, of course, it's not possible. But you think about it.
I'll bite you, I promise. Now, this is not just a multi-screen system. It has a DS3 connection, which allows us to access 7 different networks simultaneously. It has a central encryption that you would have to crack in order to utilize the system. Give it a try.
I don't know, it's going to be pretty hard without a gun to my head.
Well, maybe I should put a gun to your head.
I thought you were Gabriel's.
I'm not what you think I am.
Ginger?
You surprised that a girl with an IQ over 70 can give you a hard-on?
So, is it impossible?
Nothing's impossible.
Good. So we have a deal.
Mid-afternoon?
Yeah. Can I borrow your car for something I need to do?
Sure. Here you go.
Thank you.
Oh. Hey, Stan.
Yeah?
If you're going to see Holly, I suggest you reevaluate the way you look. Just a thought. Just a thought.
She'll be here in a minute. Okay. Hi. Can I have the phone number for Yellow Cab?
Need a lift?
Hey!
Hey!
Oh, what are you doing here? I miss you so much.
I miss you too, baby. Here, I brought you something.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cute. If Mom finds out you're here, she's going to have you thrown back to jail.
It's okay, baby. It's okay. You want to lift home?
Of course I do.
Come here. Oh, right. Whoa. You are heavy.
Nice car.
Hey, thanks. Is that Mommy's car? She home?
That's my stepdad's car.
Okay. So listen to me. I found
found a way for us to be together.
I don't want anything else to happen to you, Dad.
Everything's gonna be fine. It's gonna be okay. You just have to trust me.
I love you, Dad.
Oh, I love you. I love you so much. Oh, God. You go.
Okay.
Bye. Bye, Mr. Jesus. Go.
Oh, sweetheart.
Friend of a friend.
Shit.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck!
Hey! Oh, hold it! Damn it! What are you running for, man?
You arresting me?
What? For violating parole by leaving Texas without permission? Huh? Or for evading a federal officer and almost getting me fucking killed in the process? No, I'm not arresting you.
Then why are we talking?
What are you doing in L.A., Stan?
Vacationing.
I didn't know the judge had lifted the sanction preventing you from seeing your daughter.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
You just want to cut through all the pleasantries, get right down to it, huh? Okay, fine. I can help you with your daughter, Stanley. You help me, I'll help you.
You know, you'll have to forgive me the fact that, you know, you put me in jail for 18 months doesn't inspire a lot of trust.
You hacked into the FBI carnivore program. You dropped in a virus. You set it back 2 years.
I'm reading every ISP subscriber's email in the U.S. It was illegal. I did what every federal judge wouldn't
do. I don't give a shit. You broke the law, okay?
Well, we were both doing what we had to do. And the carnivore program is back in full swing. This was a nice trip down memory lane, but if you're not arresting me...
Not getting a lot of cooperation here, man. No, I ran into your friend Axel Torvalds the other day.
He was vacationing, too. What are the odds of the two best hackers in the entire world being in L.A. at the same time, Stan?
I'm just a sucker for Disneyland. We done?
Good.
Tell Torvalds I said hello.
You tell him yourself if you're not careful. He's dead. Give me a card. You think anything you want to tell me, call me.
Sorry about your nose.
Stan, you're in way over your head.
I know.
You want me to keep an eye on him?
Yeah, set it up.
Shitty day so far, but it looks like it just got worse. You either shoot me, or tell me why you're wearing that wire.
Can't do that.
Who are you, Ginger?
I can't tell you.
Who are you?
He'll kill me if he finds out.
Well, that's not my problem, is it? You're asking for a lot of faith here, Ginge, without giving me any. Who's playing me?
Who are you? Ginger?
I'm DEA, Stanley.
Holy shit.
But it's not you we're after, it's Gabriel. So just give him the worm, take the money, and get the hell out of here. That's all you gotta do.
Oh. This looks friendly.
You know me, I'm a friendly girl.
Come on, Stanley. Let's get a cup of coffee.
Heard of Operation Swordfish?
Nope.
Well, then you'll appreciate the irony here.
Triple espresso.
Two.
Okay.
In the early 80s, the DEA set up a network of dummy corporations as a government front to launder drug money and gather evidence. The problem was that these companies started to make money. A lot of money. In 1986, when Operation Swordfish was terminated, there was almost $400 million in these DEA accounts.
Money that just sort of disappeared.
Thank you. It didn't disappear. It sat there, earning interest. That's 15 years ago. Do you have any idea of how much money that is today? $9.5 billion. This is a sweet deal. We go in over the phone lines, pop the firewall, drop in the Hydra, sit back, wait for the money.
Aren't you getting ahead of yourself? Before you can access the secure cluster, you need a bank on the backbone of the network. You know how long it'll take to find one?
Not a problem. Look behind you.
You know, some of these fellows might be wearing Armani, but they definitely have the swagger of ex-military.
Joe?
Yeah, maybe bodyguards, but they look more like mercs to me.
Sir, there's definitely something going on here. They've got two DS-3 trucks going in there. That's serious bandwidth.
Thermoscopes indicate a huge heat load in the main living area. Could be mainframes.
The house was listed by Celebrity Estate in Beverly Hills. It was leased 2 weeks ago by a blind corporation. No other info on them yet.
Wait a minute, Joe. Blue shirt, pinstripe. Oh, yeah, that's him. That's our man right there.
Ah, just in time to watch Stanley find our worm.
Last year at college, I created the source code for the worm I've been using for years. In the basement, through a file room, is the only PDP-10 still active and on the internet. I don't know how many people know it. It's an ITS machine and kept online just for historical sake. So I hid my worm there where no one would ever think to look. Voila.
Senator, we have a problem.
Senator!
Seems you have gotten yourself into a predicament.
Is that right?
I don't follow.
Well, download your file.
Senator.
You know where I got these damn pictures? From the deputy director of the FBI. He thought I might be interested.
In all due respect, sir, do you think that there is any aspect of this operation that I am not fully aware of?
We are aborting the operation. Take a vacation.
A vacation? Have I ever failed you, sir?
That's not really the point, is it?
Well, it's my point.
You're losing sight of our objective, sir.
The risks are too great. We'll regroup and seek alternative means of finance elsewhere.
This operation is moving ahead. Everything is under control.
Son, let's just say you've got a 200-pound Rottweiler. Now, he loves you. It's his job to protect you. But if he ever bites you even once, you gotta put him down. Never tell who he might bite next, you understand?
Yes, I do understand, Senator.
I think we got a team on the West Coast on Fort MacArthur. Maybe they should pay our friend a little visit.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen a ghost.
We gotta talk.
Take a drive.
Why can't we talk here?
Because we shouldn't.
Have you ever heard of Harry Houdini? Well, he wasn't like today's magicians who are only interested in television ratings. He was an artist. He could make an elephant disappear in the middle of a theater filled with people. And do you know how he did that? Misdirection.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Misdirection. What the eyes see and the ears hear, the mind believes.
What's going on?
We've got a tail. Hold on. Take the wheel.
What?
Take the wheel. Who are those guys? What the fuck are you doing? Drive, Stan. Move!
Different car.
Well, I'm not going anywhere until you tell me what I'm involved in.
Look, Stanley, I like you. You're on my good side.
But don't confuse kindness with weakness. You have 12 hours to get the Hydra, so get in the car.
Stanley, are you okay?
What do you think? I just saw that maniac murder 8 people in the street. I'm just fucking great.
You can't leave, Stan. It's all gonna work out. You gotta trust me.
Well, trust you? Yeah. Yesterday, I find out you're DEA. I got the feds crawling up my ass, and I don't know what the fuck is going on in this place.
Well, if we don't find out who he's working for, we're gonna have to start this whole thing all over again.
Well, that's not my problem. I really don't give a shit who he's working for.
What about Holly? Do you give a shit about her? Finish the job, Stan. We'll get your daughter back. I promise.
The great American outdoors.
Yet I never understood the appeal of fly fishing, Jim. A little bit too much like masturbation for me without the payoff. This is a catch and release stream, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe it is.
You gotta see the irony in that, Senator. The chairman of the Joint Subcommittee on Crime fishing in a catch and release stream. How could you do it to me, Jim? After all we suffered, I've changed my identity so many times, I don't even know who I am anymore. How could you turn on me when we were so close to our goal?
The FBI was watching you.
You tried to kill me. You've misplaced your loyalty, Senator. You've sold out America.
Patriotism does not have a 4-year shelf life.
But unfortunately, politicians do.
What in the world are you going to do with that?
Thomas Jefferson once shot a man on the White House lawn for treason.
Now hold the phone here. Thomas Jefferson!
Number 669-547311.
Yes.
I'm calling from Credit Suisse and Grand Cayman to notify you that there's just been a transfer of $10 million into a new account in your name.
As promised.
Thanks. So, I'm done then.
Soon. Walk with me.
I'm going to do something against my better judgment. I'm going to tell you who I am.
Don't bother, I know who you are.
Do you? I think that you think I'm a bank robber. The truth is that I'm just like you.
Like me?
Mm-hmm.
No, because you're a murderer.
That I am, and worse, much worse. But I do have ethics, rules to which I adhere.
Look, I have no idea why the fuck you're telling me all this.
Well, if you listen, then you will.
You ask who those men were, and I'm going to tell you.
J. Edgar Hoover started a secret organization in the 1950s called Black Cell. This was to protect the freedoms of this country at all costs.
I don't care about any of this. All I care about is my daughter.
I'm talking about your daughter. I'm talking about you and your daughter and 200 million other Americans who take their freedoms for granted.
I see.
You don't understand what it takes to protect those freedoms. That's my job, Stanley. To protect your way of life.
So you and your band of lunatics are really stealing all this money just to protect little old me.
That's right, Stanley. Because wars cost money.
War?
Who are we at war with?
Anyone who impinges on America's freedom. Terrorist states, Stanley. Someone must bring their war to them. They bomb a church, we bomb 10. They hijack a plane, we take out an airport. They execute American tourists, we tactically nuke an entire city. Our job is to make terrorism so horrific that it becomes unthinkable to attack Americans.
You're not going in over the phone lines. You're going into the fucking bank.
And you're coming with us. It'll all be over in 24 hours. You're a rich man, Stanley. Pretty soon you'll be on a yacht with your daughter, having a good life, eating bonbons, the American dream. And just think, in the end, you have done your small part in ensuring America's way of life. You're a hero, Stan. Don't worry, let him go. He'll be back. Okay, load them up. Let's move out. Go!
Nick.
Yes.
Sorry?
I'm good.
You did that! How many more people die is up to you. I want that plane on the runway in 25 minutes!
Okay, he says he wants a plane on the runway in 25 minutes. My suggestion, sir, you give it to him.
He wants a plane? I'll give him a goddamn plane.
Stanley, finish the job.
Not until I see my daughter.
You want to see your daughter? Get him his daughter!
Dad?
Oh, jeez. Oh, babe. Are you okay?
It's okay. It's okay.
You son of a bitch. Did you really think that I wanted it to come to this, did you? I told you that I will sacrifice as many lives as I have to protect this country, including my own.
Dad.
You. Let her go. And I'll get you your money. Finish the job, and you both go. Come on, Stanley.
I need the disc.
Disc?
How do you want it allocated?
Spread it evenly over the accounts.
Come on, come on.
Done. Give me my daughter. Verify this.
Good.
Get her!
Okay. Okay, come on.
Stanley, hold up. Good job.
See you around. I doubt it.
What's happening? What's happening?
The money. It's gone.
Stop her!
Go!
Run! Out! Run! Go! What happened, Scott?
The explosion scrambled the internal clock.
No, it didn't. You fucked me.
You kill me, you'll never get a single dollar. The money jumps every 60 seconds from one numbered account to another. And it's going to do so for the next 10 years. Of course, it wasn't supposed to happen for another 6 hours, but hey.
Fix it.
Well, unfortunately, I can't. The accounts are encrypted with a 1,024-bit cipher. Even I can't break through the firewall. So here's the deal. You let the hostages go, and I'll tell you where and when you can extract the money. We all walk away. Nobody gets hurt. Deal?
I'm thinking. No deal. Get Ginger!
Come on.
What are you doing?
Wait.
String her up? Stop. No, don't do this.
No, wait, no.
No, don't do this.
No.
Look at how long she'll live.
You're
Stanley.
Fucking insane.
I say 60 seconds. 55.
Okay.
Hope you built in a back door.
Dad?
ready?
Sir, the plane will be on the runway in a half hour.
Good.
20. She's dying, Stanley.
Shut the fuck up!
10. 9. 8. Counts are counts. That's one. 3, 2. There it is. There it is. Let's go. Get it down. Get it down.
Check.
Verify.
Trigger down. She was DEA, Stan. Move him out.
All right, people, let's move, all of you. Come on. Quickly and quiet. Go, go. Come on. Move it. Move it. Come on, people. Up. Move. Move.
No one wants a repeat of what happened this morning.
Keep your distance and clear the airspace for 5 miles.
Now move.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, if that launcher was a suppository, would that bad man stick it up my arse? Well, you eyeball me once more, boy, and I'll stick it so far up your arse, you'll be begging me for this bullet.
Ladies and gentlemen, this bus is your new holding area. If you do not test the limitations of your collars, this will all be over before you can say cat in a hat.
Picture, Stan. Here's a scenario. You have the power to cure all the world's diseases, but the price for this is that you must kill a single innocent child. Could you kill that child, Stanley?
Nope.
You disappoint me. It's the greatest good.
Well, how about 10 innocents?
Now you're getting it. How about 100? How about 1,000? Not to save the world, but to preserve our way of life.
No man has the right to make that decision. You're no different from any other terrorist.
You're wrong, Stanley. Thousands die every day for no reason at all. Where's your bleeding heart for them? You give your $20 to Greenpeace every year thinking you're changing the world? What countries will harbor terrorists when they realize the consequences of what I'll do? Did you know that I can buy nuclear warheads and mints for $40 million each? Hell, I'd buy half a dozen and even get a discount.
Advise AD Troy that we're about 20 minutes since the AD F1.
Control, please let AD Troy know we're about 20 minutes from the airport.
Ready?
Sir Birdsell, fueled up, ready to go.
What about your pilot?
He's in the works now.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, guys. See a team over here?
Stop.
fuck is he thinking?
I thought we were going to the airport.
Misdirection, Stan.
Where are you taking this thing?
Mr. Sugarland Express. Didn't like the way it ended.
Let me pull this over before you get...
People across the tarmac in case anything goes right.
Excuse me, sir.
I've just been informed the bus is no longer en route to LAX.
What happened?
Apparently it broke through the lead vehicles and turned onto First Street heading into the city.
All right. Let's go to First Street.
Sir, the bus is no longer on First Street.
Then where is it?
Airborne.
Of the entire campaign.
Maybe we ought to rethink the vision.
Holy shit.
Building, okay? Nick, come here. I want everybody out of this lobby right now. Get them out of here.
Okay.
Secure these elevators, the stairwells. Anybody coming out, then detain
them. Whoa, what's going on?
We're going to the roof. Where are those elevators?
They're up there. What's this about?
Is there a freight elevator in the building?
The rear of the building through those doors.
That way, guys.
man.
Take care of that little girl of yours.
Maybe I'll see you around sometime. Oh, no, no. It's not going to end like this.
Ah, come on, Stan.
Not everything ends the way you think it should. Besides, audiences love happy endings.
Identify the body. The body's dentals exactly match the dentals the Israeli government sent us for an ex-Mossad agent named Gabriel Scheer.
Excuse me, sir?
Yeah.
The DEA has no record of any Ginger Knowles working for them. And I checked all the hospitals and morgues, and I still can't find her body.
Well, look again. I mean, bodies just don't disappear.
Right. He could make an elephant disappear in the middle of a theater filled with people. And do you know how he did that? Misdirection.
Complete. Give him the worm, take the money, and get the hell out of here.
The eyes see and the ears hear, the mind believes. Misdirection, Stan.
Yeah, this is a bad guy, Stanley. Nobody's gonna miss him.
You alright?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Look, why don't you get out of here? Go see your daughter. Yeah, thanks. We'll be in touch.
You son of a bitch.
Thank you. I'm sure you're done?
Yes, I'm full.
Good. Let's go. So, Navigator, where's our next stop?
Holbrook.
Holbrook. So, what's in Holbrook?
The Petrified Forest, Dad.
Petrified Forest.
Yeah. I think you take the I-40 down to the 180.
Cool. Alrighty.
Are you okay, Dad?
Yeah, I'm fine, sweetheart. Okay.
Don't worry, Dad. It's gonna be okay. We're gonna be fine.
I know, honey.
Account number and password, please. 356127G. Password, swordfish.
How much would you like to transfer?
All of it. Evenly over these accounts.
It's done. In international news, suspected terrorist Alal bin Hazard was believed to be among the victims killed today in an unexplained explosion aboard a yacht in the Mediterranean. The elusive bin Hazard, long sought by authorities, was considered responsible for the American embassy bombing in Istanbul earlier this month. This is the third killing of a major terrorist leader in as many weeks.
This was such a roadblock, Lord, so take it all right. Shook it when it's low, 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 and tasted all right. Sick cried still and the swordfish calm. Not so lonely, no. Touch your hand, we're going, go, go, and take it all right.
Something.